Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
It's good to be with you, Bruce. Thanks for the opportunity.
Iowa State University, in partnership with the Swine Health Information Center, has launched a project to examine growing pig site biosecurity gaps. First of all, what prompted the launch of this project, and what is it intended to accomplish?
Well, there are a couple of things, Bruce. One is that the Swine Health Information Center supports rapid response investigations to disease outbreaks. One of the things that we want to do is try to get data and information about disease outbreaks on farms in a timely manner. As soon as the outbreak happens, we have experts that go out onto the farm on the invitation of the producer, and we'll look at the biosecurity and look at the opportunities for introduction of disease. And in that way, we can get some good real-time information about biosecurity issues that may be on the farm. And if we put all those together from outbreaks from across the country, then we start building a database by which we can analyze soft spots, look for common soft spots, and let people know about that. So maybe you haven't had a disease outbreak yet, but this is an identified soft spot, so take a look at it. That's one thing. The second thing is that there are some projects that we have going that are specific for looking at biosecurity on finishing sites. And that's simply more of a monitoring issue than it is for response. It's one of the tenets of the Swine Health Information Center is monitoring for emerging diseases. So what we're doing with some of the projects on finishing sites is gathering data about the health status of pigs, so we can again help to put some real data about soft spots and biosecurity, such that we can improve biosecurity should we get an emerging or a foreign animal disease.
Where will this work be taking place? Over what time frames? And what will be examined and how?
Well, thankfully, we've got a lot of work done already, and we're starting to see the reports come in. The rapid response team investigations happened in central Iowa, where there was an outbreak of Actinobacillus pleuropneumonia, or APP. And that was a very regional outbreak. It was a severe outbreak. And some of that information is already available about the biosecurity issues and results from that rapid response team investigation. And the other investigations that we have to gather these data are happening and have happened throughout the Midwest in looking at different finishing floors, finishing sites for getting information from about health status from the breeding herds that correlate to the health status from the finishing site, so we can look for the relationship between the health status of the finish of the breeding herd, of the source of the pigs, and the subsequent health status of the finishing site.
What are the potential consequences of a biosecurity lapse? How significant are those consequences, and what are the factors?
The charge of the Swine Health Information Center is to monitor for emerging diseases, be prepared with targeted research, and to analyze industry data. All of those things go together within this effort for finishing phase biosecurity analysis, looking at the disease breaks, the monitoring, the research that's needed to figure out the correlation between breeding herd and finishing herd, or lack thereof, and also the analysis of health data. The real consequence of this is about emerging diseases and potential for foreign animal diseases. everybody's talking about ASF and everybody thinks about ASF since it's a worldwide epidemic in swine disease. And we've got to, I think that it's really important to be prepared with good scientific-based data and information that can help us shore up finishing site biosecurity, especially should ASF get into the country. Because we know from experience that finishing sites can be a nidus of infection for breeding herds. It can be a problem for elimination. And should we get ASF or some other emerging disease, we have to be prepared. We have to do a better job with biosecurity on finishing sites in order to respond to those types of diseases effectively.
How will the information gathered through this work be made use of? By whom and to what ends?
Well, one of the things that we're doing is putting all this together to look at a program for finishing site biosecurity and putting all of this data together into a database, into a report, into some communication about finishing site biosecurity can lead to a lot of things. One of the things certainly that it can happen is to inform producers and help them to focus on biosecurity issues on those finishing sites. All the data that we have so far point to the ability of the finishing site to act as a source of infection for farms around it. And looking at the finishing site such that we can help people even contain an outbreak on a finishing site so it doesn't infect the area, other farms around it, other barns on the site or other farms around it. It will be an important way that we can help the industry to control these types of infections and minimize the effects that disease on finishing sites has in production.
How can anyone interested get more information?
All of these reports, Bruce, are on the swinehealth.org website. They're all posted, they're available. And all you need to do is go on swinehealth.org and look at emerging diseases. And with the disease rapid response team reports are there. The reports about the analysis of finishing site data is up. And so I encourage people to go look at that. We're going to do some more communications and some more outreach to put all of this information together to make it into a package for the industry. But right now, those reports are available and they are posted on swinehealth.org.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Well, you know, Bruce, very often as I comment when you ask that question, I say that the results of all of these investigations and everything that we're putting together is a result of a large body of collaboration from a lot of people, and not just the folks at Iowa State, but producers in the area, producers that, and their veterinarians that are collaborating and willing to help us with gathering that information. It's a really important demonstration, I think, of the collaboration and solidity of the pork producers and pork production. Making this information available historically, I mean, way back in the time, you wouldn't have gotten people to talk about disease outbreaks on their farm. But I think that we have evolved past that, and it's an important thing to let people know that that collaboration is going on, and it's going to make a difference in pork production as we go forward.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the opportunity, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.